Hello, everybody. It's so nice to be back at Unity of New York, my original Unity home. And I'd like to start with a meditation. And I was just thinking about the word meditation today. And for the first time, isn't this strange? I realized the first two letters are M-E, me. And one of the things about meditation that is so wonderful is we get to spend some time with me, inside me. And so often in life, we're thinking that life happens outside and our attention is there. But life, the only place life is ever happening, is within us. That's where we experience it. So get comfortable, close your eyes. I'm going to ring this little bell. And when I ring it, just close your eyes and go inside. Okay, now what I want you to do is observe your sensations. Now by sensations, I don't mean feelings. I don't mean like anger, sadness, happiness, love, joy. Those are actually thoughts that are interpretations of our sensations. I mean hotness, coldness, tingling, relaxation, warmth, shakiness, whatever's going on in your body. And here's the thing. I am not telling you to relax. I am simply telling you, notice. So don't try to change anything. Don't try to move anything. If something's uncomfortable, notice it's uncomfortable. And I'm going to let you sit for a few moments just being with your sensations. And as you're being with your sensations, notice if they move, if they stay the same, if they change, if they come and go, they change location. All of it is fine. You're just noticing what's going on in your body. Just noticing. And now, shift your focus. Notice your thoughts. Now, they might be thoughts about your sensations, about what you think they might mean, or what's going to happen in the future. You might be thinking of something in the past, something that happened when you were 5 years old, or something that's going to happen 30 years from now. Whatever it is, notice your thoughts and let them be what they are. Let them just come and go. Let them be. So I'll give you a minute to notice your thoughts. Now, go back to noticing your sensations. Whatever they are right now, you're just noticing where you are. You're meditating. Now go back to noticing your thoughts. Now, here's the important question. Notice who is noticing all this. You are not your sensations. You are not your thoughts. You are an invisible consciousness with no physicality, located nowhere, noticing thoughts and sensations. So see if you can experience that you are noticing all these things, but who you are is not any of those things, and is not even physical, and is not located anywhere. Who you are is an invisible I am. And remember, I am is the name of God in the Bible. You are an invisible consciousness, an awareness, that which knows you are here, observing thoughts and sensations. So today's talk is about finding peace through the healing of trauma. And I invite you to listen to it through the lens of the meditation we're in. You are an invisible consciousness located nowhere, safely looking at thoughts and sensations that do not change who you are and cannot hurt you. And that's why we look at it from this angle. You are just looking, you are unchanging. You cannot be diminished or increased by any sensation or thought. Knowing this, open your eyes. So my partner, Reverend Sean Monninger, who is currently on a 10-day silent Vipassana retreat, so he is really, really looking at his thoughts and sensations from a neutral place. He likes to say, most of us didn't originally come to unity because we had some extra time on our hands and wanted to do a little service. We came to find peace and to heal from old wounds, from trauma that perhaps has been running our life, often unconsciously. And a big part of resolving these things, contrary often to popular belief, is not getting rid of them, but learning to be with them, in fact, embracing them as part of the whole, part of our experience, part of our healing. This is one of the main reasons why I created Thought Exchange 20 years ago at Unity of New York, which is why I'm so happy to be talking about it with you guys where it was born today. Now, this is a song I wrote and sang at Unity of New York in 2018. About the process of dealing with old wounds that have become embedded in our psyches and in our bodies, wounds that we often can't even remember having happened, but which affect us every day. It's called Something Happened. I'd like to make this first song a meditation. So close your eyes and listen to the words and the music and see how it filters through your self, through your history, through your soul. Something happened a very long, long time ago, though my mind could not remember, my body does. Someone hurt me, but I was too afraid to know how it happened, when it happened, or who it was. But something deep inside of me, a vague and distant memory, kept telling me, don't run from me, don't fear me. And through the passing months and years, the more I tried to close my ears, it whispered through my unshed tears, please hear me. Something happens from way down deep inside my soul. Frightening feelings and sensations come unbidden. And this sickness that I have struggled to control won't release me, won't keep quiet, won't stay hidden. But if I listen carefully, that little voice inside of me says, bring me to the light. I'm a long forgotten part of you, the part that holds what you've been through. So what I'm asking you to do is feel me. I know it seems like I'm the enemy who stealthily and violently attacks you unawares. But oh no, if you could really look at me, you'd understand that I can be
answer to your prayers. There are answers in the pain we're feeling now, in the buried traumas of the past that bind us. There are people who can help and show us how to release the fear and leave that past behind us. So though it deeply frightens me, I know that there are truths to see and doors I must unlock to be the real me. So I'll turn around and face the past. I'll face it till I'm free. At last, I'll cry all my tears. I'll feel all my fears. I'll say every word till each one is heard, and let the truth that I have feared heal me. So just slowly open your eyes and come back to the room.
So, this talk is called The Healing Power of Negative Thoughts and Uncomfortable Sensations. Stop being afraid of your negative thoughts and uncomfortable sensations and start using them to heal. In fact, I wrote a whole book about it. It was my second thought exchange book. And the quote of the day is, everything that is happening for my good. Even the uncomfortable stuff, even the crazy stuff, everything for my good. Just hold that in mind. So I started the thought exchange at Unity about 20 years ago, and I thought it would be fitting to talk to you about it today. I first came to Unity in 2002 when Norm Lewis, the wonderful Broadway star, called me and said, do you happen to have the music to We Can Be Kind, the song I wrote, in my key? And he asked me that because for years we'd been performing it at the Duke Children's Hospital benefit where it was the theme song. And I said, I don't, because we use an orchestra and I play the piano and so I just do it without it. But why are you asking? And he said, I've been asked to speak at and sing at Unity of New York, actually just sing at Unity of New York. And I wanted to sing that song. And I said, you know, I've heard a lot about Unity of New York. A lot of Broadway people perform there, and I hear it's a great place. I'll come down and play it for you. So I came down, and to my surprise, when I was introduced, I got a standing ovation, because unbeknownst to me, Unity had been using my songs for years. And so that was very gratifying, and the song went very well. And then as long as I was there, I sat there and listened to the talk. And I was really transformed by it. It was the first time that as a Jewish man, I'd heard Jesus and the Christ used in a way that made any sense to me, other than he died for your sins, you have to feel guilty, et cetera, et cetera. Suddenly I understood in a new way. So I began on Sunday just riding my bike down to Unity and sitting on the side, because all the hugging was a little too much for me. So I just sat on the side and listened, and I really loved it. About 3 weeks later, I get a call. Hello, this is Britt Hall. I'm the music minister of Unity. At that time, that's what he was doing. And we don't know you very well, but we know you've been coming. And we were wondering, might we hire you to play and sing and repeat my partner of 15 years had left me in one day. And for the last 3 years, I was like a wreck. And I was really depressed and bereft. And I thought, huh, interesting, healing your heart. I could use that. So I went to the retreat. When I got to the retreat, I thought my heart was broken. But during the course of the retreat, I learned that your heart can't be broken, because no matter what is happening, unlimited possibility exists in what I now call the great unmanifested. Everything is possible. Every healing, every love, every change, no matter where you are. So toward the end of the retreat, I was sitting in a chapel, little chapel up there at Trinity Center, feeling sorry for myself. And I suddenly had what I thought, what I now realized was like my first conscious thought exchange. I thought, Patti LuPone must have auditioned for Cats. I don't know that she did, but I assume she did. And she didn't get it because Betty Buckley got it. Patti did not assume because of that audition that she can't do a Broadway show. She's won 3 Tonys since then. She's done fabulous things. Why am I assuming because one guy dumped me that I can't have a boyfriend? I would make someone a fabulous boyfriend. I'm a wonderful guy. I have so much to offer. And as I was thinking that, the door opened and Sean Monninger walked in and said, hi. And he sat down to talk to me. And after a few minutes, I looked across at him and I thought, this guy is hitting on me. I haven't seen that in years. And Sean and I have been together for 20 years now. And he later told me that when he met me 6 years ago at Nancy Lamott's memorial, and I was with someone else at the time, he looked me in the eye and thought, I'm gonna be with that guy. And he's been in love with me for 6 years, but I couldn't see it because I was holding the thought that I can't have a boyfriend. So that's what was reflecting in the mirror of the world, which we'll get to later. So even though he was going like, hello, I couldn't see him because my thought wasn't there. And I remember after my ex and I split up, I said to a therapist, you know, this time I want someone who's my financial equal and I want them to be this and I want them to be spiritual, I want them to be that. And she looked at me and said, you can't have that. I said, what? Why? She said, because you are not there. You wouldn't see it if it was in front of you. So the point is, when that happened with Sean, I thought, this is great. Just think positive and manifestation appears. And as I said a few moments ago, that's why many of us were originally drawn to unity, because we thought we could manifest things and everything would be great. And having this experience, I was thinking, hey, this is easy. Just think positive and I can have anything I want. Turns out not so easy, and we'll talk about why. But I began to attend unity and really become active there. So a few weeks later, there was an artist support circle at Unity. It was a group of artists that met to support each other. And the head of it was leaving. And they asked, since I was a successful artist, if I would take it over. So I went to see what they were doing. And they were, as you might imagine, a group of artists sitting in a circle, supporting each other. And they were supporting with affirmation. They were saying things like, I am a world-class artist with millions of fans and millions of dollars. And I'd look and I think, no, you're not. Why are you saying that? And I realized that people were thinking that if they said something enough times in the right way, that whoever it was out there who gives out such things would hear them and give it to them. And I thought, that can't be the way it works. So I set about, through this workshop, exploring how things really work, the truth about manifestation and the truth about positive thinking. And what I discovered was often when we take on a positive thought, we would feel terrible. One of the big misconceptions, a new thought, is take on a positive thought and you will feel wonderful. But that wasn't happening. And so I thought, we all know that all we have to do is take on a positive thought. How come we have such trouble doing it? How come we take it on and 5 minutes later, we're right back where we started at the negative thought? And I began through our exploration to realize that if you have a positive thought that has been connected to a negative experience earlier on, let's say, early on, you said, I can do this. And someone slapped you across the face and said, no, you can't. The child quickly learns, don't say I can do this. Don't think it. It gets you slapped. So they take on not what I would call a negative thought, not what I would call self-sabotage, but a protective thought. And we go through life thinking, I can't do this. Now, when we decide, okay, I'm going to exchange that thought, for I can do this, immediately the pain of the past, that uncomfortable sensation comes up. And the point is, in order to hold this thought, you have to be able to stay with those sensations, which are now harmless. So for instance, those of us who go on stages, I never go on stage without shaking. I'm always nervous, but I can tolerate it. Years ago, I was winning a Lifetime Achievement Award, and Lucy Arnaz was giving it to me. And we were backstage, nervously pacing the floor. You know, she had to go out and rave about me, and then I had to go out and sing and accept an award, whatever that means. And all of a sudden, she stopped, and she said, okay, thought exchange. What are my sensations? My throat is tight, my stomach is churning, and my hands are shaking. And just at that moment, the announcer said, ladies and gentlemen, won't you welcome the one, the only Miss Lucy Arnaz? And she looked at me and she went, hell, I can go out there with that. And she went out. So in thought exchange, we learn to be with our uncomfortable sensations, because that is necessary when we're having trouble holding a positive thought. Now, when we started thought exchange, we all thought, and that's why people come to Unity, the purpose was so that we could manifest things, so that we could get a boyfriend, a car, money, a house. But sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. And we began to wonder, why? So here's the thing. If you go back to the meditation, remember, thoughts and sensations actually are the only place we live, the only way we experience life. There is nothing objectively out there. We only experience life through thoughts and sensations. Even if I was sitting with you, I couldn't prove that you were there, because all you are to me is a thought and an image on my retina and sound, and it's all happening within us. So Sean used to say, doesn't it just irk you when someone you really don't like has friends? So they are not intrinsically good or bad. I hate them. I love them. They're a good person. No, they're a terrible person. It's all in you. And so people say, isn't that terribly lonely? I mean, you know, nothing's out there. And I go, it's not lonely at all. You're all in here. Every relationship, every person lives in me. That's why even when someone makes their transition, they're still in you as much as they ever were, because that's the only place they ever are. This can be hard to wrap yourself around, but think on it. Start to notice. We only know what's happening because it's happening inside us. So if everything is happening inside, what's the purpose of the world? Well, the world is a mirror so we can see what's happening inside. You put on an outfit, you check it in the mirror, but the outfit isn't in the mirror. And if you saw a red shirt and you didn't like the red shirt, you wouldn't start playing with the mirror, you'd change your shirt. And this sort of always freaks me out. I realized one day, if I didn't have a mirror, I'd never know what my face looked like. I could never know if I had a big smudge on my face, or what my eyes look like, or what my teeth look like, or anything. We need a mirror. And the world is a mirror to let us know what our thoughts look like. And when we see a thought, if we don't care for it, exchange the thought. So when we see something, anything, all we're seeing is ourselves in the mirror of the world. Just as a mirror is not the real world. The real world's what's reflecting in the mirror. So the physical world is not the real world. The invisible world of conscious thoughts and sensations is. That's why Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, calls the invisible world substance. So it's not that things are in the invisible and we have to attract them and we have to bring them. I don't call it the law of attraction. I call it the law of noticing. Noticing that everything is already here, inside, and in what I call the great unmanifested. And only when we have it and know we have it, will it appear? But the appearance is the evidence, like a mirror, not the object. So the place to work is inside, and only inside. In fact, my third book is called It's All Inside, and it's a thought exchange workbook about all the exercises that we created in our workshops. So all we have to do is know it, see it, feel it on the inside. God does the rest, spirit, truth, principle, whatever you want to call it. We don't do anything on the outside. Now, at this point, we find ourselves asking, how does God do it? Why? These are things we can't answer. I remember growing up as a young Jewish boy, they always said, you are not allowed to say the name of God. They had names like Adonai, Elohim, substitute names, but you weren't allowed to say Yahweh. And I thought, if I said Yahweh, lightning is going to strike me. I'm going to get struck down. I realized later, the actual translation is, you cannot say the name of God, because you cannot know God. You can only hook into the system and allow God to work. And so it wasn't that you're going to get killed. It's just, it can't be known. And if we could really give over to that and understand that, then we could let God work in our life. Myrtle Fillmore, How to Let God Help You. Now, there's a wonderful author, Neville Goddard, and he has 10 books by Neville Goddard. It's an audio thing. I highly recommend it. And Neville goes through the Bible and says the Bible is not a history. It's not that it happened. It's a group of allegories that talk about creation, how we create. And right at the beginning of the Bible, he says, God created, God said, let there be light. And there was light. It doesn't say God said, let there be light. And then he took light molecules and he put it together. And this is how he said, and it was, I am said, let there be light. And there was light. And I am is your consciousness, is who you are. The moment we hold the thought, the vision, the universe starts to move through steps of getting there. But those steps we often don't want to take because we have protective thoughts, or we had problems, or we don't think that's the way it's done. But the only way we can heal is to be able to hold the thought we want while we're seeing the events we're uncomfortable with. So if I had a problem, I can't like forget about it, go away from it, never happened. It happened. I have to be able to hold the thought I want to hold while being with whatever sensations come up from the past. And that is the healing. I'm able to go on stage because I'm able to be with the anxiety. Unity calls it chemicalization. I say, actually, the universe is giving us a chance to experience old hurts and hold them differently, really be with them. Certain experiences made us take on these negative or protective thoughts. And the only way we can heal from this and really be safe is if we can hold those thoughts while experiencing those experiences. When I was 20, I had panic disorder. And in order to get to the podium of a Broadway show, I had to put a sign that said, so die. Get up there, feel what you feel, have your intention. And I still feel that stuff. I feel it right now. But I have the capability of that, and that's the healing. You know, the Bible has a platitude. God works in mysterious ways. We envision something, and it starts to happen, but we get in the way because we don't understand the way God is doing it, what God has to take us through, what Spirit has to move us through to get to where we're going. So we often resist healing because it doesn't feel right or it doesn't feel comfortable. I'd love to give the example. I'm on 96th Street and I want to go to 125th Street. So I say, God, how do I go to 125th Street? And God says, get in a cab and go downtown. And I go, no, I want to go uptown. God says, get in a cab and go downtown. And as it turns out, there's a water main break on 110th Street and a helicopter on 72nd Street. So if I'd gone north, I would hit the obstacle. God took me around it, but in a way I didn't expect. When my toilet breaks, I call the plumber. The plumber comes. He starts to take the toilet apart. I say, no. I wanted you to put it together. The plumber knows you got to take it apart to fix it. I would have put it together. Electricity. You have a light on the ceiling. You don't poke at the light. You flip the switch and God happens. Electricity, which I have no idea how it works, we can only observe it and call on it, turns the light on. So it could be said that faith is knowing without knowing how. Faith is knowing without knowing how. So our only job is to know that everything already exists. We already are everything. We already have everything in the unmanifested. And to contact it by thinking it and being with the sensations that arise. This is what Neville Goddard teaches. Just put the strong image in your head. Just know it, feel it, see it, and it will be done. And let the universe play it out as only the universe knows how, as only God knows. And in doing this, we must assume that everything is for us. This is a lesson I only learned recently. Years ago, I was learning to drive, and I was in a parking lot with my father, and no one was there. I couldn't hit anything. And I was driving with one hand on 10, one hand on 2. And then I kind of relaxed as I saw him drive, and I put one hand on the middle of the wheel. And he, thinking I should beware, said, "You may think you're in control of the car, but you're really not. And there are forces operating of which you're unaware." For years, I thought those forces were against me. But we have to know that everything is for us, every part of our body, every part of the universe. God cannot say no. He's just fulfilling what we are thinking. So we think it, we hold it, and let all these things happen. It's like the 12 steps. Step 1, surrender, admit you are powerless. Step 2, come to believe a power greater than yourself can restore you to sanity, can put you back in the flow, whatever that power is. You don't have to call it God, no religion. And 3, hand your life over. So it all boils down to this. Look into the great unmanifested, where all possibilities exist, and take on any thought, any vision you like, without knowing how it can come about. Just take it on, and then let the universe, God, higher power, start rolling out the solution, and just be with, as best you can, any discomfort, any odd directions you might get, any hits you might get. That's healing. Let go and let God. Our job is just to envision in our own I am, in our own invisible consciousness, what we want, and let go. Surrender to that which knows how to bring it about. Know you have it already in the invisible. Now, here's a song I wrote about this process when I was at one of the seemingly lowest points in my life. This is from a performance at Unity of Dallas in 2018. It's called "I Finally Let Go." Okay, so I'm going to sing one for you. This song was an interesting, it took me a very long time to write, because this song, in that 3-year interval where I was healing from a shocking loss where I thought I would never get over it, to trying to figure out how I could possibly find someone who I really wanted to be with, I asked the universe to give me a song that would show me that. So I was writing a song that I didn't have the information, and I didn't want it to be a platitude. I didn't want it to be, so I had to wait like maybe 6 months over the course of which this song rolled out. And this song turned out to be the template for my ultimate healing. Well, I wouldn't say ultimate healing, because obviously I'm still healing. Who isn't? I finally let go of waiting around for one dream to come true. I finally said no.
No more living as though there were nothing to do but search for one love. And if that love didn't come along, was I nothing? Was life nothing? I finally said, hey, get out of the future, start living today. I finally said, wow, there's so much to be thankful for right here and now, and I'm missing it. Missing the smiles of my friends, missing the beauty that lives all around me, and the sunsets, and the music. I finally said, why keep reliving the past till the day that I die? I finally said, gee, if it's gonna be different, it's gonna be me who changes it. Me who lets go of the pain. Me who surrenders to this very moment, to the heartbreak and the sadness and the passion and the longing and the feeling. The feeling. And then I went deep inside, and there I finally cried for all of the wishes that never came true, and all of the great things I'd wanted to do, and all of the dreams that I never would know, and I let them go, I let them go. And I finally could say, if there's no more than this, I can still be okay. I finally could see, it was more than enough to be here, to be me, living every day. And when I was finally aware that when I'm alone, there's still someone there, and that someone is me. That someone is me. Then I finally found peace, 'cause then I finally knew that happiness comes from inside of me. And then, only then, I found you.
So as I listen to that, because I don't know everything about my own songs, they come to me, I realized, in terms of today's talks, in order to find you, I had to go into me and solve me and feel me. So I love talking with you, as always. And right now, on Wednesday evenings, I'm doing a weekly thought exchange workshop on Zoom from 5 to 7. If anybody would like to join us or find out about it, write to me at davidfriedmancomposer@gmail.com. And all three Thought Exchange books can be found on Amazon, plus my other three books, We Can Be Kind, Help Us on the Way, and How They Met. And feel free to write to me if you have any thoughts or questions about what we talked about today. So have a wonderful week dreaming your dreams, taking on any thought you want, being with your sensations, and knowing everything that is happening to me is happening for my good. Everything that is happening to me is happening for my good. Namaste. Thank you. Loved being here.